everyone. Jay Jacobs with Winning Edge Sports Network with our special playoff edition Coach's Corner. Today we are talking with Woodruff High School football coach Bradley Adams. Coach, thank you for your time. How are we doing this morning?
Everything's going well. Thank you so much for you guys having us.
Oh, we're glad to have you. Coach, let's go back to last week. Your team defeats Union County 42-23. First off, congrats on the win, and how is the health of your team?
Well, thank you so much. You know, we're not at 100%, but, you know, like we tell everybody, that's a part of football, and part of our responsibility as coaches is to have our guys prepared, and, you know, we're in a lot better shape than we were a few weeks ago as far as, you know, having as many guys out. So it's not great, but you have to prepare and do the best you can.
All right, and now heading into the playoffs, your opponent is Broome, someone who you met earlier in the year. You lost 20-27 on back in September. What did you see in that game that you can work on to fix for this game?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you know, Broome done a really good job of controlling the clock with us. They kept our touches on offense very limited. They done that through, obviously, you know, they done a great job of running the football, and we've got to do a better job of stopping their quarterback and their tailback if we're going to be able to come out victorious on Friday. And in doing that, it's going to lead to us having more touches on offense. So that's the two biggest things that we got out of it, and hopefully we can try to capitalize and do a little better.
Coach, what kind of game does your run back? Is it Easton Birch? Am I correct on that?
Easton
Birch. Okay, I'm sorry. What kind of game does he need to have to take pressure off your QB?
Well, I mean, just like usual, you know, whenever, anytime we put the ball in a running back's hands, we need to be, you know, you need positive yardage. We always tell our guys we always want to stay in front of the chains. We never want to get behind the chains. And he's done a really good job with that. So we need him to just do what he's been doing, continue to keep us moving forward, and just not give us negative plays.
All right. Now, Carson Tucker, your QB, has had a pretty good year. How do you see him in this game versus Broome's defense?
Well, we want him to play really well, obviously. Last time we played, you know, there were some things that happened in that game that kind of caused him and us a few issues. So the biggest thing is we need him to stay healthy, and that comes down to also our offensive line with our protections that we've tried really hard to work on this week. But you know, we feel confident in Carson. We know he can get the job done, and expecting really good things out of him.
Now, one person that's talked about a lot is Keshawn Clark on your defense. How's he going to be involved going after Broome's backfield?
Well, you know, we lost our Mike linebacker, Logan McAbee, who was a really good player for us. We lost him a few weeks ago, and Keshawn has really improved a lot tremendously over the last few weeks, not just, you know, on the field, but, you know, off the field. I think it's had a huge impact on him, and he's playing at a much higher level. And, you know, we just need Keshawn to continue to build off of what he did last week. If he can continue to do that, we feel like we can win a lot of ball games with Keshawn.
And, Coach, I was looking at what Broome has done this year. Of course, they're rushing for 220 yards a game, 137 yards passing. With most of these points coming in the second quarter, have y'all been emphasizing on their second quarter scoring? Because it seems like all year the second quarter has been the year that they've really put it to everybody.
No, sir, we really have not really focused much on that. It's just been really a focal point of trying to, you know, focus on what they do really well, which is to run the football really well with their quarterback and their running back. And you also have to give credit to their coaching staff.
Yeah.
They put these guys in the right position to be successful. So, you know, we haven't really looked at scoring by quarter. We've just really focused on, you know, what they do best and trying to take that away from them.
I agree with that. Coach, this week, of course, your playoff game is going to be at Broome. How important is it for your fans to travel and to be there and support these guys as they're taking on Broome away?
Well, I mean, we think it's really important, and we know our fans. Our fans travel really well. They're very supportive of our football team and our football program, and we don't expect anything less than what we have always seen from them, which is to come and support us. And we know they'll be there. They really love their football, and they really love their kids, and we're very appreciative of that.
And Coach, I know that a lot of teams don't look ahead, but sometimes, you know, young men like to look ahead. Hey, we beat this. We're going to take on so-and-so. How hard is it sometimes to keep these guys just, you know, level-headed about, hey, let's just focus on this game. Let's get to this. Let's do what we have to do, and then we'll look at the next game.
Well, I think for some people it's extremely challenging, you know, depending on who they're playing. But I think for us, we already know that we've already lost to Broome one time, so I'm pretty confident our team, our coaches, everyone, no one's looking ahead at all, because, like I said, we've already been beat by this group one time before. So we're just focusing on trying to, you know, do our best to beat Broome. You know, even with the kids, they're just looking at it day to day, and we emphasize looking at it play to play. We have it, and I don't think our kids have even thought anything else about anything down the road.
Well, that's good, Coach. Well, Coach, I know you're busy this morning. I just want to thank you for coming on our show and giving us an update on your team. And we wish you the best of luck this coming Friday night. We hope you have a safe trip back and forth, and that you have a good, clean, hard-hitting game, but no one gets injured. And we just want to thank you, Coach, for coming on this morning.
Oh, we thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you.